All right, welcome everyone. Today we're diving into a topic that's incredibly important yet widely misunderstood: autism. Now, when most people hear the word autism, they might picture a fair-skinned boy, perhaps obsessively talking about trains or crunching numbers in a monotone voice. But that's just a stereotype, right? I mean, I have autism myself, and while I definitely have interests like electronics and public transit, those things don't define me.
Wow, that's really interesting. So what you're saying is that it's like way more diverse than people think?
Exactly. Each person on the spectrum is unique. There's an avalanche of misinformation out there, often perpetuated by movies and media. We frequently hear about autistic individuals being socially awkward or entirely lacking in empathy. But that just isn't true for everyone. Remember that one movie where the character didn't understand social cues at all? It really skews the perception.
Right, I totally saw that movie. It made me think, like, are there really no feelings there? But how does that work? Like, if you're experiencing things intensely inside but just can't express them? I'm curious.
Great question. Imagine a video game console, like an Xbox and a PlayStation. They both have diverse programming and ways to access amazing games, but they provide unique experiences. Autism is another way to experience the world. We might process emotions differently, maybe reacting extremely or struggling to express what's happening inside.
That's kind of like mind-blowing. So can you give me an example of everyday challenges you face due to autism?
Sure. Think about social gatherings. For me, while they may seem fun for many, they can feel like walking into a rock concert with the volume cranked to 11. And that's just the sounds. There's the chaos of lights and smells, too. When it becomes too much, some autistic individuals might engage in what's called stimming.
Oh, stimming. I've heard of that. It's like, movements you do to help cope, right? How does that work?
Exactly. Stimming could be anything from tapping fingers to humming. It's a way to manage overwhelming feelings. But society often pressures us to mask those traits, and it can be utterly exhausting. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work.
Wow, I can't even imagine how draining that must be. But how do you stay connected with those you care about if communicating your feelings is tough?
That's a big question. In my family, it's a mixed bag. My mother is also autistic, while my dad and brother aren't. We navigate our communication challenges together, kind of like a team. Having that shared understanding makes a world of difference.
That's so cool. So it's important to have that mutual respect, right? Do you have any favorite resources or books that really delve into this idea?
Absolutely. One of my favorites is Neurotribes by Steve Silberman. He emphasizes that autism and other neurodiverse conditions are just a natural part of the human experience, not defects. Can you imagine a world designed to be more accommodating for autistic individuals? It would be a game changer, not just for us, but for everyone.
That's such an awesome thought. So rethinking how we view autism would, like, benefit society as a whole, right? I love that perspective.
Exactly. And I'm not ashamed of my autism. It simply means I think and act differently, and that's perfectly okay. At the end of the day, I'm still human, just like everyone else.
Thank you so much for sharing your experiences. I've learned so much today, and I'm, like, super inspired.